Young says that cyberspace has a certain geography, that mountains and oceans exist among the ones and the zeros, that the sky is green and orange and electric, and there are loud highways and places to rest. She says to me, Nina, there are places everywhere in there. Rooms and fields and homes. Enough places for everybody.
So it's like the old nature versus nurture debate.
What's that?
Oh, you know, which is more influential on a child's development? Genetic enhancements or surgical accessories?
Oh, yeah, that. And what did you do first, Pong?
Oh, I started small, like 6 toes on each foot. Better traction, you know. Amateur athletics will never be the same.
Really? And can you jump higher?
Absolutely. Of course, I have to shave my legs twice a day.
And how about the tail?
Oh, it's great for balance. And who doesn't love it?
All right. Nobody talk.
But it's a chat room.
Zip it, mutant. The Cupertino family has just foreclosed on this chat room.
My God, it's a hostile takeover.
It's not hostile. It's just very rude. And by the way, the new topic of this board is me, Chip Cupertino. How do you like me so far? All right, everyone, discuss me quietly among yourselves while I'm on the phone. Yellow. Uh-huh. Yeah. Ooh, I like it. I love it. I want it. Buy it. Better yet, who's the creator? Nina Fractals. Buy her. She sounds delish. I think I'm becoming emotional. I'm in love. I don't care if she agrees to it or not. I'll buy her. Oh, and while you're at it, delete this chat room. And send me a new one. We'll do it this way. Have the Cupertino cartel offer Ms. Fractals the usual silent bid for her startup company. But I'll handle her personal buyout myself. I hate stepping out into reality, but I should see the product for myself.
Hi, Startup Inc. If you've got the capital, we've got the venture. Nina here, how can I help you? Yes, stainedglassscreensavers.com is mine. I'm very proud of this one. I'm an idea person. I just put it up on the net yesterday. Yes, certainly it can be acquired. We'd, of course, have to discuss the proper restructuring and... 142 million? In my account today? Well, okay, I guess. Thanks. Can I ask who or what is buying? Okay, bye. Wow. I knew I was good, but I didn't know I was that good. That's the third startup company I've sold this week. I've got to tell somebody. I'll go and see Pong. I'll ask her if she wants to do a merger. That's what you do when you make 100 million. You merge.
Ouch, now it's caught in my zipper.
That's okay, Pong. Take your time. Is that a tail?
Yeah, just got it, but it won't fit in my pants. Ouch!
Pong is a virtual cartographer. She's mapping cyberspace with her new startup, Access and Redundancy. She says she found a virtual isthmus in a terminal moraine. Cool.
Hey, Pong, they finally did it. They moved to Hollywood to Duluth.
Excuse me?
The word is out that they moved the big Hollywood letters to Duluth. You know, the big sign that used to be up in the Hollywood Hills?
Why would anybody want to move the Hollywood sign to Duluth?
Well, the rest of the digital entertainment industry was moving there already. I guess they might as well put up the sign, right? Probably all started out because of most of L.A. getting wiped out by Y2K. Lawn sprinkler systems weren't compliant worth a darn. Come Jan 1, year 2 key, man, every sprinkler in Southern California was running 24 hours a day. Unstoppable. It's still raining out there.
I'm Nina.
Oh, sorry. Jeremy Access, ma'am.
Ma'am.
Cyber cowboy. Best in the business. At your service, ma'am.
Pleased to meet any partner of Pong's.
Wonderful, you guys finally met. You two are my favorite co-conspirators. I'm glad you're here, Nina. That darn Chip Cupertino closed down my genetically enhanced body parts and accessories chat board. And I've got to show my new tail to somebody. I mean, really, why have a tail unless you can discuss it with somebody? Like it?
Sure, Pong, it's sweet.
Go ahead, touch it. It reminds Jeremy of a puppy he had when he was a kid.
Well, to be honest, I'm not sure what it was, but it had fur and it wasn't a cat.
I'd rather not touch it if that's okay. But I came over with some good news. I sold another startup.
Another one? Wow, that's great. Jeremy, Nina's the one that designed and sold service.service.service.com.
I know the name, but what does it do?
It serves servers that serve services. It's essentially service-oriented. The one I just sold today was stainglassscreensavers.com.
Oh, you're Nina Fractals.
Yes.
You're the reason that Hollywood has moved to Duluth.
What?
Yeah. Your UCastIt.com made digital entertainment portable. UCastIt allows you to recast any film with different actors or your friends or just paying customers.
I did that just last week. I cast myself as Meryl Streep. Can't remember what the movie was, but I just had to be the Streep.
Oh, boy.
The Cupertinos must have seen that you didn't need sets or props anymore. Just need a producer, a cyber geek, and a wide area network. And they bought into the new Northern Port tax-free zone and hauled it up to Duluth. Now they're buying everything that flows on the net. Research, commerce, shoot, even cornflakes.
You did all that? You are an idea person, Nina.
I had no idea.
I have an idea. Let's say you people stop blathering and we get down to business. Miss Fractals, I believe this is yours. My goodness, you are yummy. I can see our little spin-offs zipping around the net now.
What is this? A contract? Transferring my ownership of me over to you? I never signed this. I wasn't even on the market.
Oh, what does it matter? I've written, well, generated, a little love poem for you. My purchase knows no limit. My love knows no bounds. If thou comest within my reach, should not my arms surround? Oh, Nina. Now that I've seen you, shouldn't you be mine?
Yuck.
A kind of Shakespeare meets Al Jolson, don't you think? I bought the rights to the entire public domain just yesterday. To own the public domain is my claim.
What?
Oh, how clever. Another poem.
Listen, Cyber Weasel, you can't just up and buy...
Stay out of this, you two-bite cowboy. The Cupertinos can and shall buy anything they want.
Chip Cupertino, you closed my chat room.
Okay, Cyber Weasel. Just walk on out of here. Flame on!
Ha! A weakling's challenge. What do you think I am, spammer? Version 1? Launch Cold Warrior.
Launch.
Launch.
Double click.
Ow! How'd you do that? Ow! All right, Dippy Duck. If you want a war, a battle you shall have.
Draw, partner.
Take that, pocket protector.
Is that the best you can do, flipper? Click, slash click.
Ow! You're aggravating my carpal tunnel.
Aha! A feint to the peripheral, and a strike right to the...
Ow! My core's dumped. Arr!
Mess with Nina again, Cupertino, and I'll kick you back to DOS. Hell, back to CPM!
You haven't heard the last of me, cow pie. I'm telling my lawyers!
Digital lawyers?
Better watch yourself, Mr. Cowboy. You never want to mess with lawyers.
I ain't worried.
Maybe not now, but wait till the testosterone wears off, then you'll want a place to hide. I wanted to lay low and stay out of Chip's way, so Jeremy, me, and Pong have entered the Matrix at the edge of what we think is the far reaches of known disk space. And Jeremy has lowered himself to my version level to give me a quick lesson in cyber cartography. Actually, it's kind of sweet. The cowboy trying to be polite. Ma'am.
You see, Nina, it's like we're being Kit Carson or Henry Hudson or something. It's all this uncharted territory in cyberspace, and nobody knows exactly where it is.
Yeah, here there be dragons.
Dragons?
Oh, just a standard cartographic phrase, meaning we don't know what's out there, so be careful.
But we're going to map it.
What do you mean you don't know where it is?
Well, a mountain isn't stored in cyberspace the same way it is in three dimensions. In 3D, the mountain has to be in one place. In here, the mountain is stored as a contour algorithm on a revolving plane. It's actually a lot more complicated than your usual landscape.
Yeah, Nino, what we found is a typical cyberscape is layered with intertwining processes, but it needs this basis system functions to know what to do and where to go.
Sort of a geographic DNA.
Or you might end up with a piece of St. Paul sticking out of the Wisconsin Dells.
Not a pretty sight.
You've got it. You know, you're a natural at this, Nina. I like the way your mind works.
And I like the way your mind works.
No. I like the way your mind works.
No, please. Allow me. I like the way your mind works.
Oh, come on, you nitwits. Let's get moving.
So what are we looking for?
Irregularities? Anomalies?
Shoot, I was going to look for a street sign myself.
Oh, there's one. Cupertino Avenue. I guess we're in the right neck of the woods. But gosh, what an awful place. Looks like the world's longest interconnected virtual strip mall.
Oh, but it's wonderfully retro, and the storefront pattern is very pretty. Chat room, muffler shop, donut land, hot dog stand. They come right back around. Chat room, muffler shop, donut land, hot dog stand. Everybody!
Chat room, muffler shop, donut land, hot dog stand. Chat room, muffler shop, donut land, hot dog stand. Chat room, muffler shop, donut land, hot dog stand.
Whoa, partners. I think we found our anomaly.
What, a pet grooming store?
No, I think it's right across the street where the Seattle Space Needle is sitting by a few pink flamingos. In the front yard of Graceland, which seems to be next door to the Epcot Center?
If that's not irregular, it sure is tasteless.
Yeah. This is worse than I thought.
It's all piling up, Jeremy.
What's piling up?
Duluth. Everything entertaining, or thought to be, has been dumped in Duluth. The Cupertinos bought it all. Hollywood, Broadway, Disney, Nashville, and every crummy dinner theater in between. And they compressed them all into one file.
That's one big messy file. What was that?
Oh, we've heard that before. It's the sound of expansion. See up there on the green and violet horizon? That's a file duplicating.
Oh, no.
Amazing. That's the way the Cupertinos are gonna take over cyberspace. Duplicating Duluth.
Duplicating Duluth?
It's sort of like a territorial virus. Spreads itself out to fill every available space.
Well, there it goes again.
My tail itches.
Do you need a little scratch, Pong?
No. When I'm feeling good and safe, my tail wags like a dog. But when it itches, well, I've got a bad feeling about this.
There. It duplicated again. The process is accelerating. We've got to find the neat line to this map. There's Duluth as far as the eye can see.
Maybe we should go up or down on the axis.
Good idea. Pong, Nina, let's get down that manhole. Cover looks easy to get off.
Doesn't that seem a little too convenient?
Yep, but as a plot device, it's not bad. What do you see down there, Pong?
Well, there's a fence and a very large open field. Across the field. That looks like it. Unwritten cyberspace!
Yeah.
Another Duluth. We've got to do something.
Wait a minute. Pong, what do you think? We need a placeholder, so we write in a program for vastness. Just match the Duluth with open territory. That might at least slow the Cupertinos down.
Can you do that?
I think so. You see, in every system, there are places like, well, South Dakota, which are empty but take up a lot of room.
A lot of people are being run out by the Duluths. They need that affordable space.
Okay, what's the downside, guys?
Well, we don't know how the Cupertino's programming is going to react.
So go ahead, program your virtual South Dakota.
Quick, my tail feels another Duluth coming on.
There. Okay, it's loaded and running.
It's beautiful. It's so open and awake. It's like we can breathe again.
Oh no, here comes the downside.
Attention, you are trespassing on virtual property. Throw down your mouse and back away from the keyboard.
It's worse than I thought.
Chip Cupertino.
And an infinite loop of lawyers.
I've left Jeremy and Pong in the Matrix. I kissed Jeremy goodbye. Who knows why I did that, but I did, and I still feel it. I still feel my heart skipping around. But I had to get back to my family and warn them to try to conform to the new Cupertino protocols for netiquette and table manners, even when you're not online.
How about them Cupertinos, Ma?
Nice folks, good people.
Yep, salt of the earth.
And Nina, sweetheart, would you care to chime in on this here chat?
Certainly, Mother. The Cupertinos are swell, and as industry innovators and leaders, they're always quick to encourage competition in the marketplace.
Virtual peas.
What, Daddy?
Virtual peas. Cupertino makes them. They download quicker and scat.
We're eating them right now.
Junior, ain't you gonna take part in this here chat?
Gee, Dad. Look, I don't want to seem antisocial or nothing, but I can't, in all good conscience, think of anything polite to say about the Cupertinos.
Oh, Pa, Junior just got himself deleted.
Now, don't panic, anybody. Don't panic. Maybe if we scroll back up through this conversation, we can re-enable Junior. Nina, try hitting undo.
Sorry, Daddy. That just wiped out Mama.
Curse the Cupertinos!
Daddy! My brother's been deleted. My mother, my father, deleted. Probably half of known cyberspace has been deleted by now. It's wrong to think that there is no weather in cyberspace because there is. There's always wind. Sometimes it's a gentle breeze from the microprocessors, and sometimes...
It's gonna be gale force this time, Nina! My tail's about ready to blow off!
Yeah! Me and Pong have been duplicating huge tracts of vastness! And the Cupertinos have been duplicating just as many Duluth! It sets up this wave front between the ones and the zeros, and it's caught in a hell of a magnetic storm! Now come on over here, Nina! You better hunker down beside me!
Ooh, I get to hunker down with Jeremy. I'm not sure what hunkering is, but it's always been my dream that I might someday hunker down with somebody.
There you go, Harry. Air hat better?
Yeah. It was starting to snow static out there. So, how's the epic battle for the freedom of cyberspace going?
Well, we're holding our own. That's just about all. It's like a bad game of Risk, where you just keep taking and losing and retaking the same territory over and over again.
Is there any way to break the deadlock?
There might be one way to get out ahead of the curve. Duplicate infinity.
But that could go on forever.
Well, yeah, maybe. But infinity doesn't last as long as it used to. I'm beat. Come on, Nina. Hunker down a little closer.
Sure, Jeremy. This better?
Oh, pretty please, little Nina. Won't you hunker down with me instead?
Chip! How'd you get in here?
Oh, I'm not really where you are. I'm just floating in your dreams. Dreams are going cheap these days. Cheaper than gas, so I bought them all. You know, a lot of people are dreaming of electric sheep. What's that about? Makes you feel like hunkering all these scary little dreams.
Where's Jeremy?
Oh, I rewrote his directory path. It'll take him a few minutes to get back online. Oh, how clever I am. I just generated you a popular ballad.
Great.
Oh, when you become mine, your dreams will be mine too. So when you dream a little dream, you'll dream of me the whole night through. Love you, Nina. Love you.
You deleted my family.
Oh, delete's such a strong term. Let's say they were magnetically downsized. Hey, it's gonna make your life a lot easier around Christmas.
I don't understand. Why do you want to own everything?
Oh, you're so inquisitive. I love the way you think, Nina. Right down to it.
Tell me why!
Because, Nina, we know better. How else can I say it? With our multinationals, foresight, and resources, we know what people want before they know what they want. We create a product and adjust the people to fit it.
But I...
You like to bargain, Nina, so let's make a little deal. In return for your every thought and your every devotion being shined upon yours truly, I will take care of the details for you. Your family can all have jobs at Disney World. I'll make Pong a vice president of some small Midwestern college, St. Olaf. She'll like that. And as for Jeremy, well, he likes to fuss and fight. I'll give him a law degree. He can join my infinite loop of lawyers. It's perfect.
I'm getting out of here.
It's not that easy, Nina. I own this dream.
Well, I'm waking up. What do you do when you need advice and your search engines are down and your email is bugged? Where do you go when the winds of cyberspace lean against you? It's times like these that you have to log off the net, go to the source, and pay in cash.
You look troubled, dear. Let the all-knowing, the all-seeing Gypsy Louise give you a psychic reading. These first 4.5 minutes are absolutely free and yours to keep, no obligation.
I found Gypsy Louise in the back of Little Beefy Burgers on the third level atrium of the Dark Mall. My hand is in hers.
You're shaking, darling. There's nothing to fear. Just you let me see your fries.
My fries? French fries?
I don't throw bones. You don't know where those things have been. And I don't cast the I Ching or the I Ching or the Ching Ching because, frankly, I have no idea what that stuff is about. I throw fries.
But I didn't know. I didn't bring any.
Well, go up to the counter and get some, sweetheart. Get a large fries. That's how this works.
But what can a pile of fries possibly say?
What can't they say? Now get up there and get me a Diet Coke while you're at it. One can't face the future without a Coke and fries.
I got them. I'm back.
Spill them out on the table here. Carefully. Now we will catch up with the future.
Like this?
Good, good. Now run your hands through them, weigh them, feel them. Close your eyes and pick out five. Any five. Don't peek.
Okay, five fries. Any fries? I can do this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Good, good. Now, the players are a little more distinct. Here's your health fry. Adequate. This one here is your friendship fry. It's a tough fry. You can be hard to live with, but it will survive. Oh, your financial fry.
Really? My financial one? This one? This big one?
Oh, the little bitty crispy burnt one over there. Somebody must have written you a bad check.
Oh, jeez. Oh, my last two fries are crossed. Is that good?
The fry of the world lies upon the fry of love. It's a burden. Your future depends on how you plan to untangle them. Grab the love fry first. Maybe your world falls. Choose the world fry. That could leave your love exposed and vulnerable.
My love fry is always exposed and vulnerable. Who cares?
Tell Gypsy Louise all about it.
Yeah, well, there's this guy, Jeremy, who, like, maybe something's starting up between us, but maybe it's just business because we're kind of battling the forces of evil.
Ah.
And then there's this Chip who, like, wants to take over the whole world, which really pisses me off, you know?
Yeah.
But he writes me these poems that are so stupid. They're kind of cute, you know?
Are these men of the cyber world or of the street?
Pretty much cyber, I'd say.
And what's the worst thing that could happen to a virtual man?
I don't know. Become real?
Exactly. Now, I don't know you. I don't know your problems or who's chasing your soul. But here's what I do. bring these boys back to Earth. Take the balls off the mouse and see how they fare.
Take the balls off the mouse. What's that supposed to mean?
It means take the balls off the mouse.
Take that in your bitstream, Cupertino!
Hey, Jeremy. Sorry I was gone so long. I just had to go by the mall and pick up a few things.
Oh, Nina, it's good to see you back. I've just written a subroutine that ought to geometrically increase our infinity output for the next few days. Did you bring anything to eat?
Oh, ow! I've been hit! Medic! Medic! They got me!
Jeremy, what happened to Pong?
My tail! I can't feel my tail! What's happened to my tail?
Pong, it's okay. I'm right here.
Well, there's nothing to do, Nina. Cupertino lobbed a lawyer right over our firewall. He literally sued Pong's tail off.
Oh, poor dear Pong.
Nina, is that you? Oh, don't look at me. I must look so ugly. I feel like a squirrel that didn't quite make it across the street.
No, Pong. It's okay. You're gonna be fine.
This is your last warning, Ning. Surrender, or I send in...
Fight me, Cupertino!
You can't keep up with us, Access. I've just rewritten a Duluth subcode that'll have us up and duplicating exponentially, Lee.
You don't have the megahertz, Cupertino.
Mom, is that you? Did you bring my harmonica?
Oh, Punk's delirious. Jeremy, this has got to stop.
Don't worry, little Nina. I just sent Cupertino a chain letter that'll tie up his communication software for hours.
Okay, think. Gypsy Louise said take the balls off the mouse. What? No, I understand what she was trying to say. Okay, Chip, this has gone far enough. Get out of the Matrix. I'm pulling the plug.
You wouldn't dare. There's innocent programs still running out there.
Come on, Jeremy, help me with Pong.
No. You won't know who won if you pull the... Ah! 404! File not found!
I'm melting!
It's over, Jeremy. Thank God it's over!
Jeez, Nina. What the heck did you do that for? We were starting to win. I had him.
But it's okay, Jeremy. It's over. It doesn't matter. Maybe now you and me...
Gotta reboot. No self-respecting hacker shuts down halfway through a run. Shoot, I'm going back in and beat that sucker fair and square.
But Jeremy...
I'm going back in. Cupertino, your butt is mine!
There's a certain geography to cyberspace, and it has been forever altered. I still think I did the right thing shutting down the system for a while. When things came back online, the Duluth had stopped duplicating and each one was somehow colored and unique. They could be renamed, that was cool. And the infinite loop of lawyers had turned inward and were forever suing themselves. That seemed just. I was altered too. I got a tail.
Turn around. Oh, it's wonderful. It's you. It's you all over. I love it.
It's just a tail, Pong.
We've got to get you some accessories, girl.
I'm about ready to go back into the Matrix. There's nothing left out here except a million square mile mall. In there, there's all these Duluths. I guess Jeremy and Chip are battling away at each other in one, and in another, they're showing nonstop Jerry Lewis films. But there's plenty of other Duluths. I'll hop between the Orange Valley's loud caches and lost hordes and search for mine, my own private Duluth.
D- Duplicating Duluth was written, produced, and directed by Brian Price and Jerry Stearns. Featured in the cast are Kara Dahlke, Richard Fish, Joel Pearson, Irene Ruderman, Jane Yolen, and Jim Young. Live sound effects by Jerry Stearns. Electronic effects by David Emerson. Theme music by Darren Callahan. Gaffer, Josh Hess. Assistant engineer, Adam Engelhart. Thanks to Minicon 34 and EMI, to Andy Logus and Bill. This has been a Great Northern Radio Theater production. Don't touch that dial.